This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Jamie is here. It's always a pleasure when Jamie joins us every Tuesday. Like all our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, a lot going on, a lot of 5 years after the horrible events of January 6th, and also 1 year after the fires where you live in Southern California. And I've read a number of stories the last couple days, and I'm saddened by these stories. I understand how overwhelming it is. I understand how many properties were decimated. I understand we're going to have regulations and red tape. But the amount of people who I'm sure you personally know and then also cover who are still so much up in the air and feel just overwhelmed about where we're headed. Tell us what's taking place and what is hopeful for these folks who just would like to have some normalcy back in their life.
I have to say, I think the thing that's come out that's been very surprising to a lot of us is that people have made relatively quick decisions. And I mean in the sense that, these communities, the people who lost their homes, they were very mixed use properties, right? And like very diverse and very, the age group varied widely. You had young families, you had senior citizens. So depending on what group you kind of fell in, a lot of the senior citizens said, you know what? I don't want to spend my golden years, right? Rebuilding. I'm going to sell. And then you had a lot of young families who go, well, I love my community, but if it's going to take 3 years to get us back in a house,
yeah,
I don't want to uproot my kids again in a couple of, if you can't get into the same school, depending on where you relocated.
Yeah.
So you have those families who quickly made decisions to sell. And then you had a lot. And then on the other side of things, you had the other side where it's families for generations have been there. They're going to rebuild. There are people who are in, the home building construction business that lived in these communities who immediately said, got their plans in, got their permitting, got their insurance money, and just decided, let's go. We have stories, hopeful stories of people who were able to get their paperwork and things through and done right away and were able to get into their houses just a week before Christmas. So just a little less than a year. But there are still others who are years away. So maybe they quickly made the decision, we will rebuild, but they've been tied up with their insurance company or getting, you know, their insurance money, or maybe there's, you know, there's this red tape, or the permitting is different, or, you know, they were in a large condo complex and now only half the condo wants to come back. So I think what I found surprising is how quickly people made decisions.
Yes.
Now, the repercussions of those decisions and, you know, the barriers in some cases of being able to move forward, that's the part that's still really tough. I think everyone's looking for hope. You know, there is concern, though, that these homes and businesses and things that are coming back very quickly, you know, are they using materials that'll be a little bit more resilient? You know, what was the toxicity of the ground? And there's a lot of pushing from the city of Los Angeles to try to get things back to normal before the World Cup, the Super Bowl, the Olympics.
Yeah, all that. Right.
There's still a lot of questions. You know, are we doing this the right way? Should we take a pause? Why does this all have to be happening so quickly? And then on the other hand, why isn't this happening fast enough? So every day, you know, we hear different things. Our station, I appreciate, is committed to telling a story every day of these communities. And tomorrow, we're marking the 1 year. We will be hosting events in both Altadena and the Pacific Palisades. And just meeting with the community to get a stronger sense of where people really are at emotionally right now.
First of all, that's a tremendous comprehensive answer, and I appreciate that. Among the folks, in just listening to that, thinking, okay, you're the family, you're having success, you have a couple kids, your home burns down, you want to look ahead and feel like, in an ideal world, we picked Altadena, we picked the Palisades for reason, but can you wait? Can you sit there and say, and then can you say, okay, when is the neighborhood really back to the neighborhood? Why we picked it? Why wouldn't it? That's 5, 10, 15 years away. So I wouldn't fault anybody for saying, I can't go there. I just can't go there again.
I will also say, I don't know that these communities will ever be what they were. And I think that has a lot of people, you know, I was talking to a gentleman in the Pacific Palisades. We had talked to him. He had saved his home, but couldn't, it was inhabitable, which happened to a lot of people too. And insurance had to come in and, you know, smoke damage and testing, all this kind of stuff. So we checked in at the 6 month mark. He just was able to get back into his house at Christmas. And he said, on one hand, it's so wonderful to be back in our home. We're so thrilled to be here and be able to spend Christmas. And at the same time, oh my goodness, none of the businesses are here that I used to frequent.
Right.
None of the restaurants are here. My neighbors across the street who all lost their homes, they're not here.
There might be one house, they might have the only house on that street.
Yeah. That happened in many, many instances.
Yeah.
You know, so it is tough. I think what struck me is just thinking back. I mean, to give you an idea, your producer was teasing me a little bit, like, oh, we heard it stopped raining. I think what's really jarring in some ways to someone like myself who covered it, but wasn't directly impacted, but, you know, impacted adjacent. We have a number of people in our neighborhood, who had to relocate because of the fire. To our neighborhood. So I have new neighbors, which are wonderful. But, you know, last year, to give you a sense, at this time last year, we had only gotten for the season 0.16 inches of rain. 0.16. We have now had in some places in Los Angeles between 8 and 12 inches of rain. So these people also are having to worry about
mudslides. Yeah, I mean, honestly. Yeah.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, here's another L.A. story where robot cars, the Waymo cars, which, you know, I'm in. I'm not sure. I got to be honest, when it was icy this morning, would I have been in the Waymo coming from the western suburbs downtown? I might need some other people to test out the icy roads. But if I'm in L.A., I'm in. But the story talked about the number of parents who are putting their kids in Waymos and sending them off to school.
I have two parents in my neighborhood who do this.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
How old is Archie? Is Archie like 11, 10? Where is he, Archie?
Archie's 11.
Okay.
Archie's 11. The parents I'm talking about, their kids are 12 and 13.
Okay. Would you, Jamie Ukas, with your stepson, who you love, who you believe in, who you protect, would you on a regular basis, if your schedules just didn't allow you and Doug or the bus wasn't right there, would you on a regular basis put Archie in a Waymo?
Well, let me first say this as a step-parent. I don't have that decision-making ability.
Yeah.
So I can take that off the table. It's up to the biological parents, and I'm taking myself out of it.
You have an opinion, though.
I have an opinion, but we can start a new topic. Stepmom's opinions don't mean anything.
Yeah.
I mean, they do to Doug. I mean, because Doug, you know, but in the decision-making process of a co-parenting household, I am like, I think the dog has more decision-making capabilities than I do some days.
It's a very smart dog, though. I mean,
she knows like 15 tricks now.
Do the Waymo.
We are lucky enough, actually, in our area, a lot of the kids bike to school, and Archie is one who is able to do that, or get picked up by a friend, or, you know, we're very close to his school, which is great. So we don't have to do this, but we're in an area, it's very interesting, where people can send their kids to three different school districts. So the kids in our area who do need transportation on their own, there's not a bus system because they're just out of the border, who go to Venice, that's the parents I know send them over. And it's side streets over, right?
Yep,
it's
right.
Not that far, but it's far enough and it goes through, you know, a couple areas where there can be some homeless population and things like that on the way to the school. Venice is a very good school. So, but to be honest, I wouldn't have a problem. I would much rather send a kid in a Waymo than an Uber or a Lyft.
Yeah. It's, we're headed that way. It's not that far away. All right. Great info as always. Say hi to your family, and I'll look forward to our conversation next week.
Okay, thank you. Stay warm.
Jamie Ukas. I think she meant stay warm.
Not really.
Not really.
She doesn't have to mean it.
No. 3 weeks.
We're really happy for you.
Yeah.
Like, so happy for you.
Yeah. You're looking forward to, hey, I got to walk outside during the break.
Could be good. Complaining that the pool's a little too chilly.
Yeah, I mean, God, that's awesome.
The sun's a little bit too bright
today.
Man,
I got to run out of sunblock. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You're going to be on that date shake, like white on rice, the minute you get off the plane.
Please, for the love of God, someone in the Twin Cities area, start making a great date shake. If I want to take Q this afternoon and get a tremendous date shake, where do I need to go? 651-461-9226. Oh, I'm headed there soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.